You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the other thing, David. The guy played 15 years. He only had two seasons with 30 touchdowns. Not a Hall of Famer. All right.
But will he make it in?
Because it's a joke. If his last name was Smitherman, he wouldn't.
Eli Smitherman.
Now, I do have one question. College football we're going to get to in 1 second, but I heard something interesting on the morning show, and I wanted to see if any of our listeners wanted to weigh in, and I wanted your guys' thoughts on this. Tailgating has been canceled for the Monday night football game in Eastern Market for the Lions. Obviously, there was a tragedy. Two people died. I don't want to go the way that the morning show went. Not that they did anything wrong. There's no win here. Well, is it the right move? And I'm like, well, I don't know the security protocol. Like, if they feel like they need a couple of weeks to get it right, well, then yes. But it was interesting hearing listeners call in who have tailgated down there for years. And they, to a man, how different it's been in the last year. That all of the newcomers, nobody's following rules. People want what they want. They want it right now. And it's like, well, you don't get how it works. And then fights are breaking out. I just wondered, you're a man of the people. Rico had his man bag out Saturday up in East Lansing. Nobody saunters through tailgates more than you. I wanted your take. Have you experienced the Eastern Market new thing? And look, if you want to tell me it's the wrong move to cancel it because it's Monday night and it's 2 weeks out, I'm not mad. But I was more interested in people calling in and going, this is nothing like what we were accustomed to.
It's funny you say that. I was on the phone with David this morning and I'm talking to David.
The celebrity.
That's true.
It goes Trick Trick, David, and then Miggy Cabrera. Right. All-time greats.
And then Eminem. So, you know, I'm on the phone with David, and my neighbor tailgates every game. And I know he sometimes tailgates. So, like, David, let me call you back because I wanted to ask him that question. Mike, you almost said verbatim what he said. He was like, it's changed. He doesn't go there all the time because it's changed. Because yeah, a lot of new fans, and not to be all Doug Karshian, but the respect level, not where it used to be, where it's, okay, we can all just go out here and have fun. It's more of a party scene than an actual tailgate because you're out there to watch football and just enjoy each other's company and root for the Lions. It's turned into the place to be, and it's just almost like a status symbol. So, yeah. It's just funny that you said that because you almost said verbatim what he said, like how much it has changed now that they've started winning. Everybody wants to be have a part of this. A
couple callers that said it, and one guy was like, straight up, people roll into your tailgate, and they're like, give me some ribs. And he's like, yeah, this is my family. This is not a restaurant. And then, like, people get angry when you're not selling them food. Like, it sounds like a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah.
So I just wondered. But interesting stuff they did on the morning show. And, yeah, there won't be a tailgate in Easter Market for Monday Night Football. So, I'm not qualified to tell you if it's the right move, the wrong move. I don't know what it would take to get the security they feel they need to get it in the right, you know, the right place. I don't know.
Yeah, and I guess you're thinking also if it's Monday Night Football, you're going to be down there a lot longer, a lot more alcohol. Because think about it, this incident happened for a 1 o'clock game.
Also, in no season that Eli Manning started at least 15 games, did he ever throw less than 10 interceptions? Not a Hall of Famer. David, ticket text coming in, please.
I love this, man.
You wound me up, man. You got me. I told you that is a, I get triggered when you do the Eli thing.
Every now and then, yes. And when I saw that, I immediately added it to the notepad. Ask about Eli.
What Hall of Famer's got three seasons of at least 20 interceptions? Get out. David, take a text.
Joe Montana?
Really?
I'm kidding, Mike. Yeah, I'm kidding.
Let me look for accuracy.
To me, a Hall of Famer should have spent a good chunk of his career as one of the best at his positions. Eli was never close to that. He is not a Hall of Famer.
Thank you.
It is JJ in Plymouth.
Or Mike sitting across from you.
Someone else says, yes, they need to ban tailgates across the city permanently. They're just an accident waiting to happen. Nothing good comes from it.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I don't think that's so overreactionary.
That is not necessarily true because a lot of people go down there each week and have fun. And Mike, kind of like how your tailgates were at MSU, you become friends with your tailgate neighbors so that it's just one big community. But from what it sounds like, yeah, there are certain lots down there that are still that way. But then there are other lots that have now turned into more of a party scene than a tailgate scene.
Sorry, Mike, but Eli will be a Hall of Famer, not for what he accomplished or for his stats, but because he is a Manning.
I am not fighting you. And this is not a topic. This was part of a blitz. Rico was inflammatory. I needed to address this. So Tiger Voodoo. Odyssey.com Rewind. Hours of Tiger.
And in case you guys want to know, Marshawn Lynch, Vernon Davis, Luke Kuechly, Terrell Suggs, Earl Thomas, Adam Vinatieri, also on the ballot.
Eli's the third worst player on that list. He's better than Earl Thomas, and he's better than a kicker because kickers aren't football players. David?
Kickers aren't.
They're not. There should be a separate Hall of Fame for them. Guys who kick balls. They're not football players. They. How dare you put a bust of them next to Joe Montana or Lawrence Taylor or Barry Sanders?
Yeah, someone says, I totally agree with your neighbor, Rico. This is people trying to look great instead of being actual part of the tailgate. They want to be part of the in thing.
Yeah, but that's what sports primarily has become. Seriously. I mean, look at the pricing of these events. The old days, the Silver Dome, you talk to the old heads. I mean, you'd have half a dozen fights a week, minimum.
Oh, yeah.
Minimum. And that was before you went into the game, and then it was WrestleMania in the upper deck. It's just this thing where now the team is good, and listening to people this morning talk about it, listening to you with your neighbor, it sounds like it's become something that's kind of untenable for the regulars where they're like, ah, this is not what I'm signing up for.
Yeah, you almost sound like, you know, old guy where you're like, man, back in the day.
Well, because you want respect.
Yeah, but I've seen the tailgate. Mike, like I said, I used to love going to your tailgate because you had a community there and it was fun.
And then MSU ruined it. David, go ahead.
Some Lions fans have lost control of themselves. The tailgate incident, Dan Campbell having to move because of safety concerns show that some people are real losers out there ruining things for the rest of us.
That's actually
not wrong.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
I can't argue that point.
Eli should be inducted into the Hall of Fame simply for beating Tom Brady for two Super Bowls, Spencer and Taylor.
He didn't. The defense did. He had one throw to Manningham and then the gum on David Tyree's helmet. There are his two plays.
But plaques.
He was wide open on a blown coverage on a post corner.
Saquon dropped it.
Stop it.
Yeah, someone is bringing up the pricing of that tailgate, saying it's pricing out most people anyway, so I'm done. It needs to be canceled.
What are they? What did they raise it to?
Yeah, that I'm not sure.
See, I don't know. I didn't know that you had to buy a spot ahead of time, because when he told me that this morning, I was like, really? I thought it was like one of those, you just kind of go down there, and they're like, no, you got to buy a spot, which is why he was like, yeah, I stopped going to that spot. Plus the crowd and everything.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Hall of Famer Brett Favre had six seasons with 20-plus interceptions. Also one ring. He shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
You know what I love? All the Tiger talk, all the relevant stuff. He asked me a blitz question. I bury Eli, and this is all the ticket text?
Yes. Steve in the truck says, I would say there's some kickers that are football players.
Okay. Can we get to, you know what? We're going to college football. And no more out of you about Elijah Nelson Manning. Nothing. Not a word.
Arch's uncle.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I want to do? We're going to get to the Michigan quarterback thing in a minute. We got a couple of people who experientially are talking about the Lions tailgate, the Easter Market thing. There will be no tailgating for Monday Night Football, which is, it's a shame.
At Easter Market.
Easter Market, I'm sorry. Yes. I just can't speak to whether it's the right move because clearly, look, if it's just about, quote, honoring the victims, I don't know, man. That's a tough one for me based on weeks go by. And so many people, this is their religion. I don't know if that's the move. But when you say security concerns or to alter the security plan, I'm not qualified to tell you, oh, that's ridiculous. I can't say that. I can't. But that was announced today, and people on the morning show called in. Let me knock these calls up, because these are people who are saying, yeah, it's a whole different scene down there.
See, I think it's one of those where both things can be true. A little bit of honoring the victims, and we need to secure this a little better so that this doesn't happen again.
Let's go to Rich, 97.1. Rich, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, hey, Rich, what's up?
Good. Hey, so I'm just calling. I was in, I believe it's lot 5, behind shed 5 there. I paid $97 for my spot. We were supposed to be able to get in at 2 p.m. I was waiting in line until 3:40 to get in the lot. It was really, really unorganized. Some people in line had told me while I was waiting that they were checking everyone's cars for guns and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll wait. But then when I finally got up there, it was just a complete like crapshoot. Nobody was checking anything. It was just really unorganized. Cars were trying to get in and then being told to get out. You know, it just wasn't, there was no planning really.
So Rich,
I understand it was the first week, but they just didn't plan.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm not being a smartass, I promise you. At what point do you get in your life where you start to go, you know what, this isn't worth it? I got a couch. I got a beautiful TV. It's like.
At about an hour and 45 minutes, I was at that point. I was ready to just pull out of there. But I was like, you know, I had people in the lot waiting for me.
Yep.
That had gotten out of the car to go grab a spot. So I couldn't just leave. I mean, I was ready to go home.
Nah, Rich, listen, I give you credit for still doing it. I made that choice a long time ago. I give fans credit if that's what they want to do. God bless. I mean, they were showing the Eagles fans on Monday Night Football, people being out there at 5 in the morning for a nighttime kick. Now, at that point, I start to question, what do you got going on in your life? Answer, not much. But
you probably took the day off.
To do that?
I do want to ask, hold on, before we get to Drake.
What?
Let me ask you a quick question.
Eli's not a Hall of Famer. Just stop.
We're not doing that, Mike. Oh. I know how much you enjoy tailgating. I do. Okay. You
past can
go,
tense.
Hold on.
Enjoy.
Let me finish.
All right, Dad.
If you were gifted, if Alan said, Mike, you could have your spot back for the price that you once paid back in 2005, would you tailgate again, or are those days behind you?
That is done.
Okay.
It is done unless you set up something that is memorable. That is kind of like a holy grail experience, like the Cockaboose or the Grove.
Okay.
Or just, you would have to, again, don't get me started on this topic because the listeners don't care either. MSU needs to figure it out that you have to make people want to be there versus treat them like garbage.
Okay. We're going to reel it back in. I know how much you love it. Would you ever go back? That's all I want to know.
It would take a complete seed change on how MSU does business and renovations.
Okay.
Okay? And I'll leave it alone. But I'm sincerely answering your question.
No, Because you planned. Like, you had menus.
Plural. Dre, Detroit 97.1. What's up, Dre?
What's happening, fellas? Big Money Mike, Rico, how you guys doing?
Hey, Dre.
Great, Dre. So talk to us about the tailgate deal down at Eastern Market.
Well, I heard Rico ask about the price. Let me tell you this. Last year, you know, I always get the mobile home spot because you get too long, you know, lanes. And I'm shed six where we go to. And, you know, of course, that's where this incident just happened this past week. Last year, it was $240 for the two slots. This year it was $360. So, you know, they hiked it up, I'm sure, because of the fact that it's more so-called fans involved, you know, want to be down there. But this thing has really, the last 2 years, it's turned more so into like a party atmosphere instead of just like, you know, your true fans getting down there and just, you know, talking to each other, you know, feeding each other, playing, you know, throwing your cornhole game, watching. You know, I take my TV down there every year. We watch the game. We get up 1 o'clock games. We get up 6 a.m, go down, get things set up. I knew it was going to be crazy this time because you got to think the early birds that don't like to get up, they're now, you got a, you know, a 2 o'clock start time for the tailgate.
Yeah.
It was a madhouse down there, you know, to try to get in and get things set up because it just wasn't organized.
What's your view what's your view on them canceling tailgating for Monday Night Football?
You know what? I think they need, because I actually have a friend that works security down there, Mike, and he said, you know, yeah, at first he thought they were just going to just can the whole thing and just say, yeah, no more tailgating at Eastern Market. Yeah, but I think now they just, you know they still need to have something going on down there because, you know, unlike the Silverdome, where you could tailgate in the parking lot, there's no space in downtown Detroit, except for, you know, Greektown, Eastern Market, you know, little pockets here and there. So I think they are really trying to put together a plan. That first week, that they had the Wayne County Sheriff down there. They had they hired private security. That's the first time I've ever seen private security down there. And then they had, you know, a couple of, you know, they were walking around with dogs around there, but I don't really think that they were really checking for handguns or anything like that very first week. I was supposed to go down there with my wife this past, because a friend of mine was in Shed 7, and I'm glad we didn't go down there after the game because, of course, everything happened,
yeah.
And that would have been her first experience going down there for a tailgate because normally, you know, I don't take her because it's a fellas thing, you know, and she says that's for you and your guys to go and hang out and have a good time. But look, when we went down there on Sunday night for Sunday night's game, I'll tell you how much this thing has changed a lot. The people were down there hustling in the shed. I said, this is not, you know, Mama Joe's backyard barbecue. This is the game, you know. And they're hustling while the game is on. And I'm like, man, these are not true fans. They just want to come in for the,
yep,
you know, for the fanfare, you know, be like a big party instead of really what this is really supposed to be about. It's about enjoying your team and just the camaraderie of true fans. So I don't like the way that it's, you know, it's going right now. But, you know, I guess as long as you got a winning team, you're going to have those bandwagoners that come on and want to be a part of
it. Well, that's
a
part of it. And look, I mean, Dre, the biggest problem, and again, it's always been my knock against Ford Field, I don't think you should have an NFL stadium in a downtown environment without a massive parking lot. So, look, I grew up with Giant Stadium. Now, Giant Stadium is a sea of parking spaces, which means everybody has their own tailgate spot. Now, you save spots and groups tailgate together, and they have the RV lot. Right. My point is, it's spread out. It's still to this day, even though the Giants blow, same thing with the Jets, there's camaraderie. There's a vibe.
Yeah.
Kansas City is the same thing. The Arrowhead is built off of the highway, you know, 20 minutes outside of downtown KC. It's been my knock on Detroit all along is, what? Wait a minute. Where are you tailgating? Oh, I'm in the alleyway behind the Harbor House. Oh, okay. Sounds amazing.
No,
I'll pass.
Silverdome, it was like that. I mean, it was,
yeah,
it was nice. You would go in there and it would be the same people you walk past each and every game. Hey, Mike, why don't you come over here, have a dog, whatever. You say hi to them and then you go into the stadium. But yeah, now it's so spread out. It's, yeah, where are you?
And it's also, you're seeing it, the new, everybody wants to be a part of Lions football, but it's going to ruin it for a lot of people. But yeah, again, the announcement was made. There's no tailgating for Monday Night Football. So we'll move on.
At Eastern Market.
Correct. Apologies. Details do matter. I suck. I apologize to everybody except Eli Manning. We do need to turn our attention to college football. We've given the Tigers a ton of airtime, and rightfully so, but we've got to talk a little bit about Michigan because they've made a quarterback change. And the question just becomes, Rico, what does this change amount to? Look, Davis Warren, it was untenable. You just can't live with turnovers like that. So, you know, like for people who go, well, look, Aiden Chiles turns the ball up. The difference is Aiden Chiles is uncorking several NFL throws a game. And you will live with mistakes. A, he's 18 years old. And B, the good is great. But when the good is just eh, and the bad is, oh, no. Oh, no. Like, that's a
Why? Because I just got the image.
It's funny. It makes me laugh every But do we have that in the system somewhere? I mean, that guy cracks me up. He really does. But I just want to know from you guys, certainly David, Rico, Kenny. I mean, Kenny thinks it's all a pillow fight up here. But where are we at with this? I can build a pathway that Orji is going to be the right move for them, but it's going to require something that Sharon says they won't do.
Right there.
But we can subscribe what should happen versus what will.
Mike, if they go out there against USC and run a triple option and put both, put both your backs along with Orji and you just ball control, three Carmonte, who has the ball, you don't know, you can win that way. But instead, it's not going to be that way because Sharon Moore is like, on our airwaves with the morning show, quote, he's one of our most athletic guys on the team, a good runner, but he's actually a much better thrower than people think.
Can I tell you Michigan fans' response if Orji's allowed to throw 30 times?
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, look.
But it leads you to wonder, if he was that good, then why wasn't he your starter to start the season?
Okay, so couple notes. First of all, I do need Michigan fan participation. Your opinion is the one that matters on this. Like, I'm the idiot who's given you a chance against USC. I know everyone else isn't. But the comp for this would be Central Florida, Gus Malzahn. No jokes about triple options. But are there elements of that in what Gus Malzahn's Wildcat offense does? Yes. Do they still throw the ball at South Florida? Yes. But the bread and butter of that offense is pre-snap motion, jet motion, everything has a play fake. You're going to have 10, 12, 14 quarterback runs because KJ Jefferson and Orji, that is a weapon. You have the running backs to pound away, and then you selectively spoon feed throws. Mm-hmm. That's how I would approach it. And could I see that help Michigan steady the ship a little bit against good teams? Yes. I don't think their defense, you and I were simpatico on this all summer. I said, look, they're going to step back from being a top five unit to maybe a top 25 unit. I think that step has absolutely happened, if not more, because you're seeing people running wide open. Mm-hmm. I attribute that to Wink Martindale because I think he's a bum. But I want to know from Michigan fans, okay, is Orji going to save your season? Or, well, I mean, guys, it's your team. Figure it out. What is your reaction to this now?
Because I agree with you. That's why I said you run some type of triple option. The ball has to stay in Orji's hand because they also asked him about Colson Loveland. Is he going to play? And he kind of, we'll see. We'll see. And I've often said, if a guy is going to play, the coach just comes out and says, yeah, he's playing. But when they kind of him and haw, I don't know.
Here's my prediction. This is going to be the Penn State game from last year. Sharon can come on these airwaves and say whatever he wants. I think it's going to be the Penn State.
Has to be.
And not literally 32 runs in a row, but like, I'm sorry. If he's throwing the ball 20 times in this game, they got to be down by 21. There's just no other. I don't want to hear about, no, I promise he could really do it. If he could do it, he would have won the job, Sharon. Can it?
Your Vegas metrics, according to FanDuel, you know what his over-under is for passing yards? 115.5.
I mean, all it takes is one big play-action pass. But my whole point is just load the wagons. This is the last hurrah. If Michigan has any hope of being anything, you better figure it out here. Look, USC averages, I think they allow, what, 4.3 a carry?
Yeah, something like that.
So it's not that USC's defense is good. It's just not ass. That's a major improvement for USC. They had to go from the ass category to just average. But if you can't line up, control time of possession, control the line of scrimmage, no, that's where Rico and David are going to be right, guys, that if you can't do that, you will be a 7-5 football team or worse. I'm going to give you one last shot because here's the deal. Davis Warren was a nothing burger. I know you guys love that term. That guy is not a Big Ten quarterback. And while Orji might not be either, there are quarterbacks in Division I football with his skill set that in the right offense, hey, bring in a Yackel. Bring in the extra tight ends. This is what we do. Look, UCF went to TCU. And TCU, we're throwing it everywhere. Woo, Vegas. Central Florida ran the ball for 300 yards, and they were like a battle axe. And they came back, and in the fourth quarter, TCU didn't want any of it. And UCF won the game. Yep. I want to know where Michigan fans are here, because to me, I can't change that you didn't bring in anything else. And Rico and I are in agreement on this. There's only one way out offensively. It's the Penn State game plan.
Yep.
There's no scenario I think you're going to be an effective passing team. Not without 7 straight runs and then spoon-fed play action.
Yep.
Now, is Loveland playing this weekend?
Don't know.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Every time Orji goes to throw the ball, Michigan fan reaction.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Cracks me up every time.
I don't know if Loveland's playing.
That's me every time Joe Rossi only rushes 3 on third down.
Fair.
I hate 3-man rushes.
Oh, yeah.
I turn into that guy from that movie.
Maryland ate them up.
I just,
you know what? Let's stay focused.
Thank you.
I don't know if Loveland's playing. They asked Jerome Moore that. He was non-committal. But, yes, if you're USC, I'm going to make Orji beat me. I'm going to put 9 men up on the line and say, I'll play your receivers one-on-one.
Just zero cover?
Yeah.
Hey, here's the other thing, right? Game flow dictates everything. I mean, a lot of times you can have the best intent. If the game script gets away from you, it'll change what you have to do. But if I'm USC, I'm doing everything in my power to be hyper-aggressive early and get ahead. Yep. Because the minute I do that, maybe I can get Michigan out of this. Because, no, I don't believe USC's coming here and they're just going to shut down 40 runs. I do not believe that. I think if Michigan's allowed to run the ball 40 times, they're going to produce 200 yards. USC is improved. It doesn't mean they're fixed.
Correct. But as you stated, if USC jumps ahead the way Texas did,
there it is.
Your game plan's gone because, you know what? I'll allow you to run for 200 yards because you're eating clock.
And then we're going 5 wide throwing the ball with Alex Orji.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
2, 4, 8, 5.
It's going to be between that and Thanksgiving in the traps.
Thanksgiving.
I love that drop. 248-539-9797. I am interested to hear David Hull's thoughts. I'm interested to get to the phones. If you want Tiger Baseball, Odyssey.com Rewind. But David, I want to hear from you on the flip side. You've been the most negative about this team. You got a quarterback change. We'll talk to you momentarily.
Oh, no.
All right. That's me every time State loses a lineman.
90s. Oh, no. Oh, no.
97-1.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.